Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelli, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to week 12 of 2024. Pam's going to let us know all about the week starting Monday, the 18th of March. Spring, here we come. Here we are. And I'll be back with a little bit of a meditation. Okay, Pam, how does this beautiful spring equinox for us here in the north, of course, look?
Okay, well, the spring equinox is a big deal to astrologers because we see it as being the real beginning of the new year, and actually so did ancient people, indigenous tribes, and a lot of earth-based religions bring attention to this fact. The January 1st date was forced on it, and I can talk more about that later. Actually, I'm writing an article about it now, which will be posted on my website, and you can look at that. So March the 18th, Monday, this day you really want to take advantage of because we are in the waxing moon cycle, so that's a time when we can build momentum, start new things. It's not that we can't when the moon is waning, but it's just that when it is waxing, energetically, we're not swimming, you know, we're not like the salmon swimming upstream. We're going more with the energetic flow. And Monday is a day that really, really adds a lot of juice to that because the moon is in the sign of Cancer, which is one of the very harmonious natural placements for the moon to be. And as a result, the pictures it makes in the sky are, it's not that we don't get little bumps. There's one in communication, making sure you're clear. That passes by late morning. And some of us may be licking some old wounds or new wounds as we get into the afternoon. But none of these are really big things. They're things to note, adjust, and spring from. This is such a fertile day in that anything that you want to bring in or bring out is really enhanced on this day. And the other thing to be aware of is that Mercury will be going retrograde in the near future. So on a really good day like today, we want to enjoy what we can to make things happen in a nice flow. Because as we all know, sometimes it feels as though we're pushing that rock uphill and nothing is going smoothly. But on today, even if you have things that come up, they really shouldn't be things that you can't pass through, move through, and adjust. Very nice energy, especially when we get through that little bumpy part of late morning, and especially into the early evening, very lovely for connections, breaking bread with people, whether they're people we get along with easily or people we're working something out with. Everything bodes well for resolution. Now, the 19th is the spring equinox. It's early this year, and times I give are for Eastern time, so you'll want to adjust depending on where you are. And the exact point when it enters 0 degrees Aries is 11:06 p.m. So, absolutely, the equinox, a lot of people are going to be recognizing on the 20th because of that late evening point, but that is when the equinox actually happens. And there are two equinoxes in a year, as Susie mentioned, in the northern hemisphere, it's spring. And I should also note, in the southern hemisphere, it's going to be your autumn equinox. There's really nothing different in the read astrologically other than when we place it at a point on the Earth. So basically what's happening is the configurations are all the same. The things that change is where the rising sign, the angles are. But everything else is, it's the same geometric data. So to talk about this particular spring equinox is to note that the moon is in the sign of Leo, and that's as the sun enters the sign of Aries. So we're in very, very fiery energy as we open up this zodiacal year. And the other thing that's important to note, and I've mentioned this before, just as far as the numbers go, 2024 is a bridge year going into 2025. This zodiacal year, starting at the spring equinox, shows a lot of action and fighting against ourselves and fighting against perceived adversaries. It's really valuable to understand that when we fight the other, we also fight a piece of ourselves, because we all have the same celestial DNA. Yes, there's definitely human beings on the planet that many of us don't understand and can't fathom how they could act or make decisions or not make decisions the way they do. But when we push all those realities out of our psyche, then we are fracturing the whole. And I know that's a lot to digest, but one thing about the equinoxes is they remind us that balance is ephemeral. So when the equinox happens, theoretically, we are in equal day, equal night time. And this is actually not even really possible in certain parts of the planet because of the Earth's relationship to the sun. But it is as close to that as it can become at that point in time. So there's different exercises people do. They balance a raw egg. There's so many symbols. Eggs are a very old symbol of certainly the Easter Bunny, but they come like much, much older than that because they have to do with how everything begins. And even the Egyptians, when they were doing tombs, they would put eggs. I think they were hard-boiled eggs within the tomb. And the symbolism is about rebirth and always new beginnings. So this is the energy of this equinox. And in fire, and it's also at odds with, as the moon travels through the sky, it will eventually be in opposition to Mars. So the picture of this equinox is speaking about confronting the adversary and the adversary within ourselves, coming to terms with our inner battles, as well as expressing in a very decisive, focused way the battles we need to have in the outer world. But what is super important and is shown in this picture is to make sure that we express grievances and speak for those who need a champion in a way that is clear and cuts through defenses. Because when we are able to talk to the other in a way that the other can hear, we can change a mind. And for all of us who have ever had the experience of trying to persuade someone whose heels are dug and really have turned off all the entrances to hearing another perspective, this is a very difficult task. But this is the task that's given to us at this spring equinox. So consider how you might do this in little ways, because very few of us, and certainly probably no one on the call, is actually going to have a conversation with a world leader or someone who holds the keys to decisions that affect thousands and millions of people. However, even small movements among many of us will start to change the momentum and change the tides. So contemplate at the spring equinox, days of balance, and energetically you may feel this as well on the 20th. And certainly on the 20th, especially midday, early afternoon, some of us may be feeling or seeing very strong messages about what I was speaking about earlier, like what is the cause you want to champion? What is the grievance you want to express? Who do you want to reach, and how are you able to reach them? Because when we play the same old tape with a family member, a coworker, a community leader, someone who we're trying to get through to, nothing changes. We have to think about what is the fresh approach, the new idea, the way to reach a point of vulnerability in understanding and sympathy. And that doesn't mean you have to eviscerate someone to get the message across, but it does mean, how do you reach them in a way they will hear? And that is available for us to understand over the next few days at this period of time, the evening of the 19th. It can come through a dream where you wake up and you think, maybe that'll work. And you don't know if the maybe is a fact unless you put it out there. And in the evening of the 20th, we may have many choices of ways to go, things to do. It behooves us to go in one direction, because think about so much fire energy. You don't want to go in a bunch of different directions, obviously. It is far more effective when it is guided, when it is kept, when it burns bright in a way that is focused and fed. Thursday, the 21st, really good day. With keeping in mind that, as I said, the push and pull. It doesn't mean things can't be done at this time. I certainly wouldn't begin something new at this spring equinox. And when I say that, I'm not saying I wouldn't begin a new tactic or a new approach on something that I had already been working with. A classic example is married people. Married people often get into habits of communication that just sort of, he says this, she says this, they say that, and it just doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't change. So when you switch it up a bit, when you change the approach, then the conversations can be different. So it's the same situation or problem or focus that you're trying to work out, but you're putting a different spin on it. The other thing to note on 21st is there's that energy around that I always caution people, pay attention to where you are in space. This passes at about 8:15 in the morning Eastern time, but it's just that surprise element that can throw us, and you always want to be aware of where you are. You're in the bathroom and the phone rings. Make sure everything's dry before you pick up the phone. Or just let the phone ring, actually. I do think there are places that should indeed be private and quiet. Okay, on the 22nd, the moon goes void, of course, at 2:34 a.m. on the 22nd, and it enters Virgo at 3:42 a.m. And voids are, as I've said before, times when we just want to work in things already in motion, clean things up, don't start anything new. For Eastern time people, many people will be asleep. And once we transition into that Virgo energy, now we're in a place where we lean towards wanting to be productive, focused, wanting to finish whatever it is we're involved in or make it perfect, especially earth signs. The thing to keep in mind at this time is that some of us may be worried about making it too perfect, and when I say that, it's things have deadlines, people have to get out of the house. Sometimes, especially people who have very strong natal aspects with the planet Saturn, might have lean towards perfectionism or a self-critical nature. This can be emphasized on the 23rd. So if this is how you lean, just know that sometimes something is just good enough and that's fine. The more important thing is to get the thing in motion, get out, be there on time, and enjoy your life and enjoy your innate creativity. Highly productive days Friday the 22nd and Saturday the 23rd. And the other thing to note is that, especially on the 23rd, if you're working on something, you feel like you don't have all the answers or you're not sure how to proceed, sometimes it's best to shelve something if that's possible, and or allow yourself the openness to see what happens. As I said, Mercury will be going retrograde in a little bit, so we are in the period where it will eventually backtrack. So at this point in time, we want to be very sure of how messages are imparted and received. Make sure you have the time right, that you have the address right, and that things have been delivered. Do not assume that things went through or were heard the way they were intended. The moon goes void, of course, at 11:49 a.m. on Sunday. And I'm noting for those who practice, Purim begins at sundown on the 23rd, and then there's Palm Sunday on the 24th. Blessings to those who honor those days. And so once the moon goes void on Sunday the 24th, it will enter Libra at 4:37 p.m. So that gives us basically the most of the afternoon. The early afternoon certainly has a void of course moon. It does. There is, however, a picture in the sky between Venus and Jupiter, which shows that this period of time can be tremendously regenerative and should be enjoyed in a way that is, here we are on life, and there's so many things to be grateful for. Once the moon enters Libra, again, where this week has rocky energy. We have to be aware of what's around us. Maybe we're not feeling as much in flow. Mercury will be going retrograde. So we want to just cross the T's and dot the I's, as the phrase goes. But overall, Sunday looks like a wonderful day to relate and be with people. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Thank you, thank you. And Happy New Year, astrologer style.
and Earth-based, pagan, Wiccan, all of the above.
And I really feel that is such a, intuitively it feels right, yes, that this is the beginning. Of course, it's when everything's waking up, right? We're looking outside and seeing the new life coming. Mm-hmm. So let's prepare for our new life and prepare to cross our T's and dot our I's and accommodate rocky energy. And again, if anyone is looking for a little bit of intuitive life assistance, some counseling, some health care, please check out my website, susiemazzoli.com, where we also go in deep and look for what are some of the causes for what's going on. Like when we find ourselves in the same situation again and again and again, finding out what's the root cause, how do we change that? How do we pivot and alter our perspective and create our new beginnings? Okay, off we go for our meditation. So just take a moment to find center. Again, always sitting up nice and straight. Remember to relax your shoulders, that they're not hanging out right there beside your earlobes. And take a few deeper breaths and become centered and aware. And let's open our mind up. Let's really go inside the brain where we store all of our memories in a biological sense. Let's go into that place that is our memory bank of experiences. And those experiences really make us who we are right now. What's happened to us yesterday, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, even lifetimes ago, if we can remember. But just if we keep it to this lifetime, what we remember, what we've done, our experiences really feeds into how we respond, how we react, what we feel today. So let's just go into that repository and put in the combination code and unlock that lockbox, unlock that memory bank. And as we go in there, we're just allowing it to be open, allowing it to be altered, allowing it to be changed, allowing things to be perceived differently, allowing things to transform, transmute, allowing things to change. This adaptability, this actual openness in us, we could call it a flexibility, is really crucial and really important for our spiritual development. Also for our ability to be in this world with loving compassion, with loving kindness, with awareness, with understanding. And it's very important too, as we move forward into difficult times, as we face perhaps difficult circumstances in the world, in our own personal lives, understanding that our adaptability and our flexibility will allow us to be here in a more powerful way. So when we look at this word adversary or enemy or opponent, we can look at it within ourselves, and we can also look at it outside of ourselves. We can look at it in people, in conditions, in situations. Just notice how you feel in the presence of the adversary. Notice how you feel in the presence of the adversary, even within yourself. Notice what your body does. Do you freeze? Do you panic? Does your breathing change? Does your heart beat faster? Do you fidget? Do you shut down? Do you avoid? Just notice what your immediate visceral reaction is. And notice where your thoughts go. When you are in the situation with the adversary, where does your mind go? What do you want to do in this situation? Do you want to speak? Do you want to be violent? Do you want to fall on your knees in prayer? Do you want to help? Do you want to run away? Just notice all of the many ways that you might react to the adversary. And as you feel those feelings, as you have those thoughts, as you actually feel it in your physical body, notice if you have had these feelings, thoughts before, and where and in what situations, and link them all up together. I felt like this with my boss. I felt like this with my partner. I felt like this when I was watching the war on TV. I felt like this when I was in the war. I felt like this when I was attacked by my friend at school. I felt like this when I got scammed. I felt like this when I was a child, when the teacher scolded me. I felt like this when my father was in the room. Just notice all of the times that you might have felt these feelings. Draw them all together. And find the common denominator. What links all of these adversaries together? How do they make you feel? And what are you able to do in response now from a place of deep, quiet meditation? Is it best for you to simply ignore and move away from the situation? Is it best for you to engage and speak your truth and speak up for justice? Notice what you can learn from this situation. How can this feeling empower you and motivate you to stand in your power? And to recognize this situation is no longer working for me. I need to stop this situation. Whether it is stepping out of a relationship, stepping out of a job, stepping out of a religious context, stepping out of some social group, stepping out of your profession. Now is the time for all of us to go really, really deep into who we are, what we are, and what we want to do right now on this planet. It's time to step into our power, into our mission, and not simply be floating on the top, just being a superficial being, but going deep and really making your mark in this world, not just to help yourself, but to help others, to step up and help others with real effect. And in this way, we will improve the human condition together. Gently take a few deeper breaths and feel that empowerment. Feel that energy within yourself. Gently open your eyes and we welcome this new energy of the spring equinox as we step forward. Thank you so much, Pam. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.